Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Hey, so I was engaging in a conversation on LinkedIn earlier this morning about metrics, and somebody was asking, what is the most important metric on your LinkedIn videos? Is it views? Is it comments? Is it likes? And they tagged me in this post alongside some pretty heavy hitting LinkedIn gurus to try to get their opinion and my opinion on it. And I do have an opinion on this, which I shared, but I also shared a broader perspective on the question, which I think is far more valuable than my ruminations on the LinkedIn algorithm. And it's that if you're playing the long game, then these vanity metrics don't really matter a whole lot at all. That, yeah, there are things that you can do to boost your reach and boost your engagement on LinkedIn or any other social media platform for that matter. And plenty of people talk about those things and pay really close attention to them. I'm not one of them because I know that most people are playing the short game. Most people get very excited by the prospect of things like LinkedIn video, Facebook advertising, podcasting, email marketing, marketing funnels, marketing automation, click funnels, I mean, you name it. And what they do is they dive headfirst into these tactics, thinking that, you know, with a few clicks of a mouse, that everything's gonna suddenly just kind of come together and they're gonna win. But pretty soon what they realize is it's not that simple. There's a whole lot more to this tactic that they've chosen than meets the eye. And that if they really want to have success with whatever tactic they've decided to work on this week, then they're going to have to stick it out for the long haul. And the truth is, most people are not willing to do that. Most people are going to give up at the very first sign of trouble, at the very first hint of resistance, at the very first obstacle on their path. And that's actually really good news. That's really good news if you're the kind of person who's willing to do what others will not do. If you're the kind of person who's willing to play the long game when everyone else is playing the short game and fretting over vanity metrics, if you're the kind of person that cares enough about your audience and about your message that you're going to show up no matter who's paying attention, who's watching, and if you're the kind of person who's willing to take a leadership position in the market, to stake a claim, to have a perspective, and to share that perspective with the people who need it most. If you're that kind of person, this is fantastic news because your competitors, they don't have the stomach for this. They're not gonna do this. They may try, they may dabble, they may tinker, but as soon as it gets difficult, like everybody else, they're going to give up and disappear. And that spells massive, massive opportunity for somebody like you. So the bottom line is, and you can take this to the bank, do what others will not do. You don't have to be the smartest. You don't have to be the most intelligent. You don't have to be the best looking. I certainly am not. You don't have to be the most articulate. You just need to be willing to do what others will not do. Make a habit of that and you're going to win. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.